It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Brady Bradford. He is the director of the Southeastern Utah Health Department. We're going to talk about COVID Christmas and ways to control and kind of guard yourselves. We'll touch a little bit on the vaccines, and we'll talk about Thanksgiving that was really kind of a success, I think, and we're going to talk to him about that and see how the health department feels about that as well. Brady, thank you so much for coming in today.
It's always a pleasure to be with you, Dave.
So let's start off, and we will talk about Thanksgiving. A lot of people expected a big swell at Thanksgiving, and did we see that?
You know, locally, we've actually seen a decline in recent weeks and never saw the huge uptick in cases related to Thanksgiving that we were worried about. After talking to a lot of people, understood that a lot of people chose to stay home and adjust their Thanksgiving. And we think we have seen the benefits of that locally and even statewide. It didn't surge the way we thought it might. And I attribute that to adjusted actions and continued implementation of social distancing and mask use.
And so looking at, like we said, looking at the Thanksgiving numbers and the numbers since, we are starting to see a little bit of a decline in our numbers. Is that safe to say?
Yeah, thank goodness. This one does seem to be sustained over the last probably 8 to 10 days. And that's how we look at it in kind of week-long chunks. And so we feel like this is a trend that will continue as long as we maintain these practices. Certainly, you already mentioned Christmas. That's something that we're talk about and how that might affect our next month or so.
And let's jump right into Christmas and talk about that, because, the one thing about Christmas is you're going to have kids are going to be out of school more. The visits might be a little longer, whereas for Thanksgiving, they weren't as long. So this is another time where we really need to watch what we're doing. And what are some ways to kind of safeguard ourselves during the Christmas holiday?
Yeah, absolutely. If you're, I know a lot of people are flying places where they haven't done that all year long, but they've decided they can do that now. Make sure to be safe while you're there in the air on the plane. Wear your mask. If you decide to visit grandma and grandpa, again, we're not super comfortable with a mask around those that we know. We can do it in the store, but around our loved ones, it's harder. But put up with that for this amount of time and maybe once again adjust those visits so they're not overnight. Maybe it's just a couple of hours. Or maybe you just decide to do a Zoom Christmas. We are getting fatigued with this, but we're starting to see signs that there's a potential to get over it before too long. And so if we just, don't drop our guard now, let's sacrifice a little during the Christmas season, and I think that'll lead to better outcomes for everyone.
And so, yeah, once again, and that's one thing that we've got relatives and family all over, and that's one thing we kind of started talking about just the other day was maybe a Zoom meeting with friends and family and doing things that way. And they're really not that difficult. You can even FaceTime if you wanted to if you're so inclined. And, like you said, we're getting really close to maybe being out of the woods on this one. And so it's don't let your guard down now. Now is not the time to stop doing all the things that have kept us safe this far.
Exactly. So, if we can keep these practices going through Christmas, keep these numbers trending downward, that's going to keep our hospital safe. We unfortunately, we had several deaths, and that we saw that directly really as a result of the numbers we saw through November. Now that that's reduced, we hope that that's not going to happen in our area over the next little while, but certainly there's cause to still be on our guard.
Okay, and one of the things that could kind of get us there and get us over the hump a little is the vaccine. Now, we were just talking about the fact that we will see our first shipments, you're thinking, as soon as next week.
Yeah, and they will come into different groups. Some of our providers or our hospital providers will get vaccine for their employees. We will get some and be expected to work with other providers, healthcare providers throughout the area. Unfortunately, we don't early on won't get a whole lot, so it will take a few weeks to get through these first assigned priority groups.
And as you were saying, what are those first assigned priority groups?
So healthcare providers, dentists, and first responders are really that first area. You know, our patrolmen, our officers, our deputies, and our EMS folks that are going into the hospital, dealing with people on an emergency basis, all of those people. And turns out we have more of them in our areas than we thought. It's about 1,000 people that we'll be looking for.
And will that be throughout the district, or is that just Carbon and Emery counties? Or
throughout the district, it's 1,000 people. Carbon County, it's about 500-600 people that affects.
And like you said, that covers the three county area. When do you think this might be something that's available to the general public? Do you have an idea yet as far as that for people that are curious?
I think we'll start seeing some in March. Not quite sure if that'll be the beginning or the end, but that's when I would anticipate some.
So we're still a few months away from getting it to just the general public, but your first responders, healthcare workers and everything, they're your front line, and that's as soon as next week that could start.
Yep.
And then we were talking about after the first wave, the second wave is educators and that. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah. They are on the front lines in many ways. And right now the issue is just making sure there's enough supply in to get them. The more we get, the faster we'll get to them.
All right. Brady, thank you so much for coming in and letting us know what's going on. Be safe out there. And I think, don't let your guard down right now is probably the biggest takeaway that we can say right now.
Yep.
All right, that's Brady Bradford with the Southeastern Utah District Health Department talking about COVID. And you know what? It's that time plus, but the light at the end of the tunnel, there are those vaccines that are on their way. So be listening for that. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, KOALITV.com. You can also listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.